Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. My Town on Weekend Breakfast, live from Court McSherry in Cork.
That was Shaboozy and a bar song, which is weird with my next introduction right after saying that Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Micheál Martin is here. It's going to be thrown up here. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're more than welcome. Pleasure.
So great to have you here. You are very associated with this area.
Yes, for a long, long time. Through my wife, Mary. Mm-hmm. And I can remember my very first trip down here was on the CIE bus. I was a student in UCC.
Wow.
And I was going out with Mary then. And so she said, come down to Cormac for a day or a weekend in the summer. And I remember getting off the wrong bus stop. I'd never been. Because I used to go to the other side of West Cork, Arfield, around that area with my late father would like that part of West Cork. Uh-huh. So when I started going out with Mary, I'm afraid Cormac McSherry became a key part of the agenda.
The destination, yeah.
And there was no choice in the matter. Her family are from here. Her mother was born and reared here, and her grandparents were national school teachers in Lisslevan, Out the Road, Timmy League, her grandmother. Mm-hmm. And uncles were all teachers in Cormac and Outlong. So,
I've lived in Ireland for 25 years, and I've been to West Cork so many times, and I was saying to Annette and a bunch of other people here last night, I have never been here, and I can't believe that I haven't, and I really regret it. It's so beautiful.
But you've plenty of time ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're very young, you know.
Sure. So this is all part of Commission Amon My Town, and it's what we're doing on Weekend Breakfast for the next, you know, number of months. We're visiting many communities. We've been to Moat, we've been to Betty's Town, we're going to go to Dunmore East, we're going to loads of places.
Lovely.
And it's really to support and highlight small communities in Ireland, and they are the backbone of Ireland, the fabric of the country.
Absolutely, and I think the word community sums up Cormac McSherry and its hinterland. Mm-hmm. You'll come in and you'll see the iconic lifeboat and the lifeboat station. And I've often reflected in my time here, and we come every summer, and our kids, Mary spent all her summers here, so she was determined her children would spend all her summers here. And that kind of generational thing is there between families coming from Dublin, Cork, all over the country here, mixing with the natives, you know, the Flemings, the O'Donovans, McCarthy's, Finns, of course.
Is any, are any of them here? More. No one's cheering.
And the fun part was, in the early days, when I was young at 40, playing five-a-side soccer on the beach during the festival week, they'd kick the living daylights out of you. just to let you know you were still a visitor, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the word community sums it up.
Yeah.
And a lot revolves around the lifeboat, Barry Road GA Club, a lot of the fundraising.
Yeah.
They come together. I go in every January because of the lifeboat. It's a fundraising, but it's also an opportunity for a gathering.
Yes.
And the 1st of January, a swim, and whatever happens afterwards.
Yeah.
And the marathon walk is coming up. Is it the 12th? 11th?
The 11th.
Of August.
Thank you.
I do that every year. And that was a tremendous wheeze by Vincent O'Donnell, a couple of the local committee here to try and get on the Wild Atlantic Way, because we had been excluded from that inexplicably, may I add.
Yeah.
And so the Seven Heads Walk or the Atlantic Walk was with a view to, hey, hello, we're on the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's a beautiful walk.
But then a few people were saying that they wanted it to stay a hidden, like a bit of a secret as well. Some locals were saying that.
It's one of the great keep secrets, but not really. You gotta.
Yeah.
Lots of people come here, and I mean, the food offerings is
incredible.
Is much more extensive now, and David and Martin here are a reflection and manifestation of that.
Yeah.
But you get every type of food here.
Yeah.
From the chipper.
Yeah. I've always
right
seen us eating in West Cork.
So there's something for everybody in the audience from that perspective. But I think that comes with a bit of growth as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's been contiguous to growth to the village. So it's quite sustainable. And the walks are superb.
They are, yeah.
And
we're going to stick around afterwards.
My favourite part
of it.
I mean, I walk a lot around here, and you can go to the beautiful woods,
which are
just delightful. Out then, you do the Fuchsia Walk, or you can go the Timmy League direction, or you go out to Butlerstown.
But that's what I want to ask you,
because
you arguably have a high-profile job and a high-pressurized job. So how important is it to kind of get here, get grounded, and just have that space and peace?
It's essential for me. I really do get the peace of mind here. Most people just treat me as a local.
They don't seem remotely impressed by you.
Not at all. Exactly. exactly. And they're kind of used to me now going out the road.
Yeah, exactly.
I get the odd wave and they don't bother me.
I have to ask you about the wave. I missed a wave this morning. I was talking to another Micheál earlier and I felt really bad. Do you do the wave?
Of course I do.
I know this is radio, but what kind of country wave should I be doing? Just up and around. Okay. Thumbs up as well? Okay. All right.
Thumbs up is a bit more urban, you know?
Before I let you go as well, the Olympics, you're obviously been watching and Cork's doing very well and the boys rowing, it's just been remarkable.
It is remarkable and it's amazing every time I come here a couple of weeks in August and I've made a few trips to Skibbereen now. Because of the victories and the silver going back and then the gold in Tokyo. And it's been a great honour and privilege. And again, reflecting the strength of community all around West Cork. It's very self-reliant people. And we have a fantastic rowing club here now, which has grown exponentially in the last two decades. Fantastic facility, again, developed by the community. And I think all of that springs from the success of Paul Finton and the Skibbereen rowers in particular. I can recall, was it a decade or so ago, the Coastal Rowing Championships were held here in Cork MacSharry and it was a phenomenal event, which again...
And our little reader this morning is Katie May, and she Katie May, our little reader in green over there from earlier in the show, has just started Coastal Rowing last year, so future gold medalist maybe?
Absolutely, and I was talking out, and I was in Paris for 2 days, and I met the head of the Rowing Association, and we were talking about all of that, the coastal rowing and rowing in general, and how we harness that young talent to become the Olympic medalists of the future.
It's amazing. Micheál, thank you so much. I didn't say Tanister, I'm sorry. Can I just say Micheál?
You just say Micheál.
We're Cork MacSharry, that's what we do.
In Cork MacSharry and Cork, people do not stand on ceremony, you know? And the only other thing I'd say, my urban background, Nemo Rangers Football Club, and this is probably the most... This is the most tolerant part of West Cork for Nemo Rangers. Because a few cousins of Nemo lads dotted around the place here. And we're allowed in here.
Okay.
Other parts of West Cork...
You're not.
...would be very difficult and challenging, you know.
Thank you for your time this morning. Micheál Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast.
With Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.